Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. Let's go. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll title this Promoted in Christ. Promoted in Christ. For us, promotion is not something that is going to happen. It is something that has already happened. In Christ, we have experienced massive status change. The moment we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, received forgiveness of sins from God, our status changed. You remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new species. Old things have passed away, all things have become new. So this year, it's the new you that will manifest, Amen. That will find expression, Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. It says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. I like that. There is an old dimension to your life. There's a new dimension to your life. To be baptized is to be immersed. We have been immersed into Christ, immersed into his death. So when in water baptism, a pastor lowers you into the water, that's a demonstration of death and burial. As it happened for Christ, we are identifying with Christ because what he did on our behalf. And when the pastor raises you up, that's a demonstration of resurrection. But it makes one thing clear. The old you is dead and gone. There's a new you. There's a new you. So he says that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. That should be our experience. The power that raised Christ from the dead is the power at work in us. Therefore, if Satan could not hold him down in death, he can't hold us down in anything. The days of being victims are over. Amen. Now we are victors in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Someone say with me, my status has changed. See, our promotion is first spiritual before it shows up in different areas of our lives. We are a new class of men, recreated in the class of Christ Jesus. So it says that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people. I love those words. They're all positive. candidly, if I fully understand who I am now in Christ, I will celebrate my life. I won't have to wait for someone to celebrate me. I will celebrate my life. This is awesome. I'm a special person. That's what God's word says. Awesome. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm royalty. Awesome. But it's all in Christ. So Ephesians 2, where we read, says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. So it's all a function of grace, God's acts of benevolence. I think the big challenge that we have is that sometimes we find it very difficult to accept things when they are free. In fact, I think that in our part of the world, some of us are accustomed to living the hard life. If it's not difficult, it's not valuable. You have to be suspicious of it. If it's too easy, it needs to be hard. So we like hard Christianity. And it's pushing us back into legalism. Old Testament faith. Hard life. If it's not hard. And I think some spiritual leaders know that's the mentality of the people, so they give them hard instructions. But listen, it's by grace. My promotion is by grace. I have nothing to brag about. If I brag about how much I prayed, then it's not grace. There is no amount of prayer that will cause you to be saved from sin. You're too late. Don't try. Christ did it for us. Over 2,000 years ago, I walk in the reality of what Christ did. So for me, it's done. Not that it's going to be done. It's not what I do, it's what he did. So it says here that it's by grace that we have been saved. Now the result. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. I prefer the sitting to running around town. Activity is not accomplishment. I like the city. It's a demonstration of authority. And the Bible says God made us to sit together with Christ. We are promoted. It's not that we are going to, we are. What we're trying to do is to take practical steps to manifest that here on this planet. But candidly speaking, I sit in a place of authority. I love it. When you are seated like that, you only give out instructions and things happen. That's authority. It is when your authority is defied that you employ power to make things happen. I love this. I'm in authority in Christ. I'm seated. It just reminds me of the story I had many years ago of some people who were trying to get a demon out of someone. And I mean, it was a very fierce demonic spirit. And when they were saying, come out, then the demon and the person also spoke out and said, why are you speaking to me like that? Where are you standing? They said, somebody said, I'm standing on my feet. And the man got a dirty slap, just got a slap like that. And then turn to another man and say, where are you standing? That one said, I'm not standing. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. I'm seated in a place far beyond your authority. So I order you get out of him now. And the demon obeyed. Did Christ die for both people? Yes. Were they baptized into his death? Yes. Were they raised together? Yes. Are they seated together in heavenly places in Christ? Yes. Do both of them know it? No. One is living in the reality of it, the other one is not. You see, until the reality of what Christ has done influences what you say, influences how you think, influences how you respond to the circumstances of life, we don't enjoy the reality of what Christ did for us. Our status has changed. I am promoted. So I'd like to remind you, as we pray, that you are lifted above Satan's power. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." You have no business thinking like a victim. You're a victor. Believe it, say it, live it. Mark 16:17, Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils." Some Christians get cast out by devils. And some people describe what the devil is doing to them. If you know what the devil has been doing to me of late, and I say, oh my God, it's the devil that should go to his camp and go report what you're doing to him. Right? Someone says, if you see, that guy, he's a witch, or that lady, she's a witch. If you know the kind of oppression, I'm sorry. No, they're the ones who should be talking about you. So if there's someone here who's been oppressed in dreams before, maybe there's one funny entity who's been chasing you, go back today and begin to chase whoever that devil is. We've changed positions. We have power over Satan. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. The authority has been delegated to us. Let's use it. Let's be conscious of it. Amen. Very important. You are lifted above the power of sin. You are no longer a slave to sin. You used to be. You are no longer. Therefore, Satan cannot manipulate you with guilt anymore. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. No condemnation, no guilt. I can look Satan in the eyes right now and tell him, "I owe you absolutely nothing." Why? My older brother paid. Jesus paid you. Every dime I owed you. I'm not a debtor anymore. Guilt is that tool that Satan uses to completely paralyze us spiritually. But we're free from that. This year, someone here will enjoy victory.
Amen.
Victory over sin.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why? Status has changed. You are lifted above sicknesses and diseases. 1 Peter 2:24, "Who himself bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, might live to righteousness." So pay attention to that first. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to Satan's stimuli. By grace. "That we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. For by his stripes you were healed." Thank you, Lord. We are lifted above sicknesses and diseases. Every trace of disease or sickness that you should have had, Jesus carried on the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, any germ or bacteria or virus that touches your body this year will die on contact. If there is anything in anyone's body right now that shouldn't be there, In the name of Jesus, it dries up from the roots. By the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, there will be corrections in people's bodies.
Amen.
There was one service where we shared the communion like that many years ago. And you see, there was one of our sisters that we had thought was pregnant. And then the next Sunday, I saw her and her tummy was flat. And it was when she shared her testimony that I realized what happened. Because we took the communion, established our authority in Christ, drew on the power, the resurrection power in the name of Jesus Christ. She went back home that Sunday, slept in the afternoon. By the time she woke up, her tummy was flat because it was fibroid that had been there. It disappeared, cut out by God's supernatural hand. I say again, any growth, anything in anyone's body that was not designed or destined to be there by God, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I declare it is cut out and removed. In the name of Jesus. Someone will conceive a baby supernaturally. Because by your status where you are, you have escaped natural limitations. So whatever they call the name, whatever they may have named it, has no effect on you anymore.
Amen.
See, at our watch night service, we had that testimony. Someone had ectopic pregnancy. The pregnancy was in the fallopian tube. They cut it out. Only one tube left. Then they checked that tube. It was blocked. The tube was blocked. But that was what they saw. That was not all there was to it. Because this person conceived, gave birth to twins. You are lifted above sicknesses and diseases. You are lifted above poverty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Where you are seated, there's no lack there. It will be a mistake this season to run your thinking or to align your thinking with what the newspapers say or what the global economy is saying. You belong to another economy. Where you are seated, there's an economy there. The price of oil has not crashed there because they don't even have crude oil there in the first place. Jesus walked in that consciousness when he was here. You remember when he wanted to feed the crowd? The first thing he asked was, what do you have there? And he wanted to find out how his disciples were going to deal with the situation, whether their thinking was still on the natural plane or the supernatural. And of course it was the natural, because the next thing they said was, oh, we have only 200 denarii. And if we use that to buy bread, it won't be enough for all these people. But in the heavenly, where Jesus operates, the economy is not run by the dollar. Not the Japanese yen, not the euro, not the pound sterling. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus said, well, what do you have there? He said, the boy here has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, bring them. He blessed them and he gave thanks, broke the bread and said, give the bread to them. And the miracle power of God worked. That's the realm where you are. Remember, you are bringing heaven down on earth here to influence all your operations. And I'm declaring in your finances, the power of heaven will be in operation this year.
Amen.
That crowd was fed and they had 12 baskets left. So wherever lack wants to show up for you this year, you will end up with superabundance.
Amen.
You will end up with more than enough.
Amen.
Our God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Someone say amen to that.
Amen.
I challenge you to walk in the reality of your status in Christ. You are promoted already.
Amen.
Believe it, say it, live it. Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world. But be what? transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. Don't let this world fit you into its own mold. Don't allow circumstances, don't allow situations in the natural to squeeze you. Break out of those molds. Get out of those limitations. You operate from a higher dimension. It's a year when you will move things with only words. Whoever will say to this mountain, be removed, jump into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. The centurion said to Jesus, speak the word only. Just give the command. My servant will be healed. That's the realm in which you operate. This year, you are promoted.
Amen.
Your status has changed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It would be a mistake to speak weakness or to speak like a victim. You are a victor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So this year will yield for you outstanding testimonies.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we pray, I believe God that your health, your finances, your career or business, your marital fulfillment will be operated from the realm of the heavenlies.
Amen.
No limitations will be strong enough to hold you this year.
Amen.
Any power that was not strong enough to hold Jesus down in the grave can't hold you down this year.
Amen.
And can't keep you confined in any small space.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No human being will be powerful enough to be your excuse for limitation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No system will be powerful enough to stop you this year.
Amen.
The limitations are removed.
Amen.
We operate from a place of promotion.
Amen.
So lift your hand with me. Say, Heavenly Father,
I believe
what you said about me. Christ took on my behalf my sins and the consequences of sin. When he died, I died. When you raised him, you raised me with him far above all principality and power. And now, Father, you've made me to sit with him in the place of authority. I declare, this season of my life, I shall use that authority and leverage on the resurrection power. Nothing shall be impossible for me. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Just before we share the communion, let me say a very quick prayer with someone here who says, Pastor, please pray with me that God should forgive me my sins. My relationship with God is not okay. See, Jesus paid the price already on our behalf. All God wants us to do is to identify with what he did and to receive forgiveness of sins. Everything changes from there. The power we are talking about, occultic power can't handle it. And occultic power is inferior to it. So I'd like to say that short prayer with someone here who would be honest enough to admit my relationship with God is not okay. Can you please put your hand on your heart where you are? It's an unusual day. Your decision, not your condition, determines your destiny. Decision. People who don't make up their minds usually don't make a headway in our world. Can you please put your hand on your heart? And perhaps you've said the prayer before, you've been a Christian before, but you've backslidden into sin. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Can you please put your hand on your heart? I want to say this short prayer with you. God bless you for your honesty. God bless you. Things are looking difficult, looking like they're going to be gloomy out there. But for God's people, it's going to be the best year so far. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. And I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters. We know their sins are forgiven. Today is a new beginning for them. Teach them to love you, Lord, and to know you personally. in Jesus' name. All right. We conclude our prayer and fasting today by sharing the body and the blood of the Lord. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we share the bread, which is the body of the Lord today, we identify with his death and we identify with his resurrection. Let the power that raised him from death walk in each one's life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Every curse is broken, amen. Every weakness removed. Amen. The days of power are here. Amen. So we receive healing, amen. Restoration, amen. Favor, supernatural promotion, in fulfillment of your word to us. Amen. This year is a year of miracles, amen. Of signs, amen. And of wonders. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the blood that Christ shed. We declare today that our sins are forgiven. Amen. And they are washed away. Amen. And all the consequences of sin are removed from our lives. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Begin to make declarations. God said to Moses, Numbers 14:28, as these people have spoken in my ear, so I will do to them. So go ahead and make declarations. Use the things we've shared from God's word today to make powerful declarations. My status has changed. I am crucified with Christ. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I'm lifted above Satan's power, lifted above sin, lifted above sicknesses and diseases. I'm lifted above poverty. I walk in the reality of my supernatural status. Lack in the natural realm cannot stop me. Weakness and limitations in the natural realm cannot stop me. I live in the full reality and the power of Christ's position at the right hand of God. I am promoted. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich. No sorrow is added to it. I go up, I stay up. I go forward, I stay forward. The days of stagnation are finished. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I walk in the fullness of the power of Christ. I am lifted above the power of sin. I declare according to Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over me. I have dominion over sin in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I declare my capacity is multiplied for making things happen. My capacity for effectiveness is multiplied in Christ. Me and Christ can never be stopped. The days of closed doors are over. The days of open doors are here. The days of rejection are gone. The days of favor are here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever cannot be refused, Christ shall no longer be refused me. Whatever cannot stop Christ cannot stop me. I walk in the reality of my position in Christ. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. I walk in the reality of sound health. The spirit of him that raised Christ from death dwells in me. He quickens, makes alive my mortal body. If death could not hold the body of Jesus down in the grave, it cannot hold my body down by disease. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life. Life is more powerful than death. Life created death. Life dominates death. My finances this year operate by power from the heavenlies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Will you stand with me as we pray? Thank you, Lord. Whatever sees me will not see me, it will see Christ. Whatever cannot be refused, Christ cannot be refused me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
I declare your word over your people. The days of darkness, of weakness, of struggling, of stagnation, of rejection, those days are over forever. In the name of Jesus, the days of resurrection are here. The days of restoration are here. The day of promotion is here. Lord, I release these words in the realm of the Spirit, and I declare they find manifestation in each one's life this year. You are promoted,
amen,
according to the word of God.
Amen.
All your circumstances this year shall bear fruit from this word.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Someone say powerful amen.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand clap. He deserves it. Shake hands with three people. Tell them, I'm promoted.
Amen.